Hello.
Good evening. My name is Ed. We are conducting an opinion survey, and I'd like to ask you some questions about your attitudes and opinions.
Okay.
Hi, thank you. The first question is a little awkward. I apologize in advance. Don't take offense to it. I have to read it verbatim. Do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Male.
Thank you. And what year were you born? We want to make sure that you are 18 years of age or older.
1976.
Thank you. And are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Thank you. And what is your race? White, black, or African-American, American Indian, or Alaskan Native, Asian?
White.
Thank you. What is the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree that you have received?
High school.
Thank you. And are you registered to vote in Ohio?
Yes.
Thank you. As you may know, in November 2023, there will be a general election for several statewide issues, local offices in Columbus, like mayor and city council and local levies. How likely are you to vote in the November 2023 general election? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Will you probably not vote, or will you definitely not vote?
I'll definitely vote.
Thank you. Definitely. Okay, thank you. And thinking about the direction in which the city of Columbus is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which Columbus is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Thank you. Below is the list of issues. Please select three that are the most important to you. I'm going to read three by three. First three, criminal justice reform, city budget and spending, transportation. Are there any of them in something that you will feel that is important to you or no?
Yes.
Which one?
Criminal justice.
Thank you. The next three will be crime and violence, access to abortion, health care. Any of them three?
Access to abortion.
Thank you. And the next, one more, the next three will be jobs, economy, housing, education.
Education.
Thank you. And now we'd like you to rate how you feel about some people and some groups of people using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, and a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use the number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel. If you don't know or you never heard of the people or the groups that I'm going to talk about, please indicate so and we move on. The first one is for some Getty, 1 to 10.
For who?
It says Farsham Getty. If you never heard of
it. Never there.
Okay. Never heard of it. Thank you. Megan Gilgore.
Never heard of him.
Thank you. Shyla Faber.
Never heard of him.
Thank you. Shannon Harden.
Unfavorable.
Unfavorable. 0. Very cold and unfavorable?
Yeah.
Thank you. Rob Dorns.
Never heard of him.
Thank you. Nancy Day Ocker.
Never heard of him.
Thank you. Louis Gil Lois.
Never heard of him.
Thank you. Lourdes Barroso de Padilla. Padilla.
Never heard of him. No.
Thank you.
No idea.
Okay. The Fraternal Order of Police.
7.
Thank you. Adrienne Hood.
Never heard of him.
Emmanuel Remy. Emmanuel Remy.
Never heard of him.
Thank you. Nick Baxton.
Never heard of him.
Thank you. The Columbus City Council.
Unfavorable. Zero.
Thank you. Okay, in 2018, voters of Columbus overwhelmingly passed a change to the system, increasing the number of council members from 7 to 9, and requiring them to live in 9 district areas of the city. As a voter, regardless of where you live or they live, you will have the opportunity to vote on all 9 candidates. Thinking about the Columbus City Council, which of the following comes closest to your view, even if neither is exactly right? First one, I would rather re-elect city council so that they can continue the work they have been doing. 2, I would rather elect new people to city council so the council can go in a new direction. Which one you consider it's more to you, your opinion?
New city council.
Thank you. In the November election for the Columbus City Council, if the November election for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Emmanuel Remy or Ajayn Hood? And if you had to choose, would you vote for Emmanuel Remy or Ajayn Hood? Undecided.
No, I don't know. Undecided.
Thank you. In the November election for the Columbus City Council, or if the November election for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Nick Baxton or Parshan JT? If undecided, if you had to choose, would you vote for Nick Baxton or Parshan JT? Or
undecided?
Thank you. In the November, if the November election for Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Nancy DeArcher or Louis Lowe's? If you had to choose, would you vote for Nancy DeArcher or Louis Gill?
Undecided.
Thank you. Which of the following candidates are more likely to support or agree with more? Someone with experience that knows how to get things done in local government, someone with bold, innovative ideas to change how things have been done. Which of the following candidates that have what I just read you? Someone with experience that knows how things get done in local government, or someone with bold, innovative ideas to change how things have been done?
Change how things have been done.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you some statements. I appreciate your time. Thank you so much. Now I'm going to read you some statements that people might make about candidates running for city council. Rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means the statement makes you much more likely to vote for that candidate for city council. A 5 means the statement makes you no more or less likely to vote for the candidate. And a 0 means that you're much less likely to vote for that candidate for city council in November 2023. The first one is the one that you said that you're not. And Bernard Remy. It says, Columbus City Council member who serves as the chair of the Public Safety and Environment Committees. Under Remy's direction, the city has installed more sidewalks around schools, cleaned up illegal dumping throughout the city, and created new jobs. During his time as City Council, the council has passed gun control, invested tens of millions in youth programming, and invested over $1 million in gun violence prevention programming. As he endorsed Democrat, he is running for re-election to continue to focus on making Columbus a safer and cleaner city for all families. Will that make you much less likely to vote for him, no more or less likely to vote for him, or much more likely to vote for him? Just
less likely.
Thank you. Okay, the next one is Ajayn Hood. He's a retired Air Force Master Sergeant, grandmother, and advocate for the black community, a Columbus native who was raised in Linden. Hood has dedicated her life to public service since her son was shot and killed by the Columbus police in 2016. Hood has advocated for police to end police brutality and reduce gun violence. She is now running for city council to create the changes we need in our city and protect everyone regardless of their zip code. Would that make you much less likely to vote for her, more likely, or the same, or no matter?
It doesn't matter.
5. Okay, thank you. Now, sometimes in service, like this, people change their minds, and sometimes they don't. If the November election for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Emmanuel Remy or Adrian Hood? If you have to choose, would you vote for Emmanuel Remy or Adrian Hood, or undecided?
Still undecided. Yeah.
Thank you. Next, I'm going to read you some statements that people might make about candidates running for Columbus City Council. Break each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means the statement makes you much more likely to vote for the candidate for City Council. A 5 means your statement makes you no more or less likely to vote for the candidate. A 0 means that you are much less likely to vote for the candidate for City Council in November 2023. The first one will be Luis Gale. Is a Columbus resident and Venezuelan immigrant with experience as a small business owner. Since moving to Columbus a decade ago, Luis has been a dedicated member of the community, visiting civic associations and community groups across the city and listening to the personal struggles, frustrations, and suggestions of Columbus residents. As the endorsed Republican, Luis is running for City Council to give voice to those in Columbus who have been denied representation. Much more likely. 0 to 10.
Say more likely.
More likely?
Yeah.
10. Oh, 7. Yeah. Oh, any number in between. 10? Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks. And Nancy, what a name, is a community leader. She has spent the past decade advocating for underserved neighborhoods and addressing human service needs on the west side of Columbus by collaborating with other community stakeholders to launch programs addressing food insecurity, senior services and addiction prevention, education, and addiction prevention education. Nancy is the endorsed Democrat running to make neighborhoods safer, improve access to housing and health care, and to advocate for marginalized community. Much less likely, no more less likely, or much more likely? Sure thing.
Say 5.
Thank you. Sometimes in service like this, people change their minds, and sometimes they don't. If the November election for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Nancy the Archer or Luis Gill? And if you had to choose, would you vote for Nancy the Archer or Luis Gill? Or
Gil.
On the side? Gill, thank you.
Gill, yeah.
Now, next, I'm going to read you some statements that people, we already are over 50%. We are 60%. We're getting there. Thank you so much for hanging in there for me, and I appreciate your time. Next, I'm going to read you some statements that people might make about candidates running for the city council. Rate each statement on a scale of 0, 10, where 10 means the statement makes you much more likely to vote for that candidate for city council, or 5 means the statement makes you no more or less likely to vote for the candidate, and 0 means that you are much less likely to vote for the candidate for City Council in November 2023. The first one is Parson J.D. Came to Columbus with his family as a Somalian refugee and made the city his home. He faced countless obstacles with no resources and little ability to speak English. As he pursued the American dream, J.D. has spent his career as an entrepreneur, building successful businesses and serving as vice president of the Somali American Chamber of Commerce. He is running for the city council to better represent our diverse city and rebuild trust between police and the community. 0, much less likely, 5, no more or less likely, and 10, much more likely.
I have to go 5, so I decided, like,
5?
Sure. Yeah.
Thank you. The next one is Nick Buxton. He's a Columbus City Council member and graduate of and a graduate of Columbus East High School, who has dedicated his life and career to public service in his hometown. As a nonprofit leader, he has worked to reduce homelessness and provide drug, alcohol, and mental health services to our community. Paxton understands the need to address public safety through investment in neighborhoods, which is why he facilitated $100 million in investments in Linden and helped out communities. As the endorsed Democrat, he is running for re-election to continue creating a safer, more equitable city for all its residents. 0 or 10?
0.
Thank you. Okay. Moving right along. Sometimes in service like this, people change their minds. Sometimes they don't. If the November election for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Nick Paxton or Farsan Jetty? And if you had to choose, would you vote for Nick Paxton or Paxton Jetty? Or undecided?
Undecided.
Thank you. Which of the following candidates are more likely to support or agree with more, that you will agree with more? Candidate B, to make Columbus safer, would you get smarter on crime by investing in services to prevent the root causes of crime, such as affordable housing, jobs, mental health care, and drug addiction counseling? Candidate A, to make Columbus safer, we should get tougher on crime and invest in more police to lock up people who are committing crimes and enforce stricter penalties to keep them off the street. Which one do you agree with more, A, B, or A?
What is it, get tougher on crime? Is that A?
Yeah, that's the one. A, B is the one that says, that's the one you agree with? A?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Do you think the Columbus City Council has done the right amount, too much or too little, on the issues of crime and public safety in the last 2 years? Too much, too little, or the right amount?
Too much.
Thank you. Next, I'm going to read you some information about actions that the Columbus City Council has taken in the last couple of years. Please rate each action on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that the action makes you feel much more favorable towards the council, or 5 means that you feel neutral, and 0 means that the action makes you feel much less favorable towards the council. You may use any number between 0 and 10, depending on how you feel. The Columbus City Council is funding programs that deploy social workers and clinicians to address mental health and substance abuse crisis so the police can focus on violence emergencies. Much less favorable, neutral, or much more favorable?
Well, I'll say 3.
Okay, thank you. The next one is the Columbus City Council approved $200 million over the next 4 years to invest in housing affordability in Central Ohio and ensure that residents can both live and work in the city regardless of their income. Much less favorable, neutral, or much more favorable?
5. Yeah,
thank you. The Columbus City Council approved $500,000 in funding for 2 organizations in hopes of curbing violence in the short north. 0 to 10. Much less favorable, 0. Neutral, 5. Much more favorable, 10.
Unfavorable. I say 2.
Okay, thank you. The Columbus City Council created a pilot program called the Columbus Promise, which provides tuition assistance, scholarship, and a dedicated advisor to hundreds of Columbus City School students to boost college going and prepare for the growing job market. 0 to 10. Much less favorable, 0. 5 neutral, and much more favorable, 10.
2.
Thank you. And the last one is the Columbus City Council approved $20 million in funding for youth programming focused on violence prevention, safety, and providing kids with a positive outlet. 0 to 10.
3.
Thank you. Okay, we are at 81%. We almost done. As you may know, there will be a constitutional amendment on the ballot in November in Ohio. If it passes, it will legalize marijuana for adults ages 21 and Auburn and Ohio. If the election were held today, would you vote yes to support the amendment to legalize marijuana for adults in Ohio? Or would you vote no to oppose the amendment to legalize marijuana for adults? Or are you still undecided? If you had to choose, would you vote yes to support the amendment or no to oppose the amendment?
No.
No, thank you.
Yeah.
No oppose the amendment, correct? Are you leaning to no or no completely?
I oppose it, yes.
Thank you. As you may know, there will be an issue on the ballot to pass additional tax for the benefit of the Columbus City School District for the purpose of current operating expenses and general permanent improvements at a collective rate, which amounts to $270 for each $100,000 of the county auditor's appraised value for a home commencing in 2023, first due in calendar year 2024. If the election were held today, would you vote yes to support the measure or would you vote no to oppose the measure, or are you still undecided? If you had to choose, would you vote yes to support the measure or no to oppose the measure?
No.
No? No, you oppose the measure. Thank you. Are you married? The last few questions, we're almost done. We are 90%. Thank you so much for hanging in there with me. I really appreciate it. The last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. Are you married? I'm married, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
I'm married.
Thank you. Are you a parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
Yes.
Thank you. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Independent.
Thank you. Do you lean towards the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, or neither?
Republican.
Thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as a very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Conservative.
Very, or somewhat?
Somewhat conservative.
Thank you. For whom did you vote in 2020 general election, for president, or were you not able to vote? Did you vote on the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, or someone else?
Donald Trump.
Thank you. Last year, that is 2022, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine. Less than $24,999. Tell me when I get to the one that that you think is yours. $25,000 to $34,999, $35,000 to $44,999, $45,000 to $54,999, $55,000 to $64,999, $65,000 to $74,999, $75,000 to $74,999, $75,000 to $75,000 to $74,999, $75,000 to $75,000 to $74,999, 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 $75,000 to $74,
I appreciate
Thank you.
Take care. Bye.